it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're right.
How's it going? That was a sort of a turning on its head where the guest is the one talking to me and you just sat here. I like that. I was a little bit worried what you were going to say if you didn't realise we were live, but you were all right.
No, I didn't say anything.
Could have gone worse, that. Anyway, yeah, Jim from the Slow Readers is here.
Hey. Right.
Thank you.
How's new album out?
Yeah, it's out, yeah. It's been out for a week now, so it's going well. It's looking all right. We find out where we are in the charts later today. So we're hoping for top 40. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, is it as good as Joy of the Return?
Honestly, I think it's better.
Record.
Yeah, I do. There's some. But all bands will say that, won't they? They like the latest stuff, and then you think, oh, you're lying. But there's some top tunes on Joy of the Return.
91 Days in Isolation was not as good as Joy of the Return.
Is it not?
No.
That's because it took us 91 days to write
that.
You know what I mean? We try to get something out there in lockdown when we couldn't tour, we weren't earning any dough, so it's just like, let's stick an album out there and just try and tick us over.
Joy of the Return, honestly, is fucking one of the best albums ever. It's like, it's got so many different sounds in there, top. And so many top tunes in there. Like, it just, whether we put it out the Friday before COVID.
Literally, I think, I think what happened was, we found out where we were in the charts, and I'm sure
that was top 10.
The following Monday, the country got locked down or something like that. It was within a few days.
You should have been selling gaffs out galore on the back of that.
Yeah, no, we were, and then it just went tits up, didn't it? And no one was allowed to go anywhere.
If you've not listened to it, go stream the fuck out of it. Joy of the Return, Slow Readers.
Listen to my latest one and let me know what you think of that.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to yet.
Yeah.
I downloaded it for going away at weekend and then didn't listen to it because I was a drunk and hungover mess.
That's fine. You had the perfect excuse, didn't you? Give it a go.
So, yeah, listen to that. We'll throw a link to both of those in the description. But what I would say is listen to Joy of the Return first. Get them their extra streams and then go and listen to that one once you've got soaked in it.
He's not just saying that either. I've not told him to say that, by the way, if anyone's thinking that.
Well, you wouldn't have told me to say I didn't.
No.
Days in Isolation, would you?
No, you did. To be fair, you did say one of them was shit. So. it does give you credibility, though. It gives you credibility. It just shows that he's not lying.
Joy of the Return.
He speaks the truth.
Fucking top. I personally put it on the same sort of a level as Stone Roses and Beer now.
I'll take that.
That's a...
It's big, that. There's people out there going bollocks.
And there you go.
The
it ties in with a question we've had already in the super chat from me road trip. That's the word. That's how it's spelled, not me saying it like that. What's the best album by a Manx singer or band ever?
Oh, man.
It's not in people, is it?
It's up there, though, isn't it?
And...
Patience.
Say that and say that and party.
Hang on. We're not having take that as Manq.
No, we're not. We're not for starters.
Yeah, but I see. When I get asked about Manx stuff, because we get asked this a lot, I always throw the Bee Gees curveball in there.
Oh, Charlton's finest.
In theory, but it's like, it's a bit of a shit
Charlton
answer.
Sounds like that, though.
No. Yeah. No one from anywhere sounds like that, to be fair. They're like unique, aren't they? They're like the Furies. Only they've got that accent.
That's a good point, Wilmer.
You know what I mean? It's like no one else talks like that, no matter where you go in the world. Yeah. It's like, no, they don't, though, do they? Like,
who's a better night out, the Bee Gees or the Furies? Gibbs or Furies, where are you going?
Didn't they like a bit of the old Bolivian marching powder, the Bee Gees?
Musicians in the 70s?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think... I don't know, but the Furies, though, no one's messing with you, are they? But
Bee Gees back in the day, though.
Yeah. You're probably not getting in anywhere with the Furies.
You're getting in everywhere with the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Like, there's no way then to see you rocking up with Furies.
Who's got the best turkey teeth? That's a question, isn't it?
Yeah, Barry Gibb, by far.
Yeah.
He's probably got the best teeth on, in the world, hasn't he? He's had them forever, though, hasn't he?
Turkey teeth before they were popular.
Yeah.
He's the only one left in it, Barry.
Is
he? Yeah. I remember there's a little stint one in, that's it, yeah. He's still going up.
And what are we saying then? Surely you're talking...
Smith Stone Roses, aren't you?
Smith Stone Roses.
Oasis. I think Oasis have to be in there. People think it's like quite fashionable to bag on Oasis because they're a pair of bellends, but the music was solid.
The first music was. You say the first three. I say the first two albums were.
B&I was class. I'm not having that.
I will give you some
Stand
credit.
Stand By Me, Don't Go Away, you know, All Around the World.
Stand By Me was on in the car the other day. And I remember I thought of him because me and him have had this argument because I don't rate B&I. And I was thinking, you know what?
It's very
it is actually a tune.
See, I'm thinking of Advert now, no. It's on, is it Halifax or something like that? It's on an advert now. But that's the problem, though, when they use tunes for adverts, man. They just get in your head and then that's it. Just yeah. paints
now,
a
now
picture.
Now it means
yeah,
it means banking.
Yeah.
So would you do that? Would you let someone use your tunes for an advert?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking cool. dead right.
Do you know what, honest?
Do you know why?
This podcast is the most honest podcast ever.
You've got Moby built on the mansion on the back of that.
He made a killing. He made an absolute killing, Moby, on his album. It was in everything, wasn't it? I think it was something like the first album where all the tracks were used for sync. Fucking boring, you know, sync is just like the word they use, isn't it, when you use a track for adverts, if everyone don't know that. But yeah, all of his tracks were used on adverts somewhere. He made a fortune.
What is it called? Flower? Is it Moby Flower? Google that.
Moby Flower. I remember Porcelain was used a lot. I remember that one.
His big one is the one at the end of the Bourne films, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flower, I think.
So Flower is actually the Green Sally Up, Green Sally Down one.
Is that
no
that?
One ever knows it as
right.
that.
Yeah. I knew that was Moby, I didn't know the name of the tune. That's the press up thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's done all right.
So every single one of them has just like, he probably sold about 9 albums and then just shit the bed on films, adverts.
He was going for a little while, wasn't he, Moby, before that one? Went, it was Play One of that one that went big. Yeah. But I remember him being on like, was it Top of the Pops once years ago, with like doing rave tunes sort of thing. And it was like, this was well before the Play came out.
I don't think he ever did like big live numbers because it's not the sort of, you wouldn't go and watch him. Do you know what I mean? Not, well, I'm sure people did, but he made enough off the adverts, man. Well, if certain companies, though, you wouldn't do adverts well, would you? You know what I mean?
No, lots.
Yeah. So if a company
comes in and
says, can we use your tune for whatever, then you'd have to have a think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who else used your tunes?
Been on the telly and all. I've not been using adverts, so if anyone's out there who's in that advert game, just fucking...
Get
us a bell. Yeah, yeah. We'll do you a cheap price.
Instrumental lunatic.
Listen, we've got 6 albums there and we own a lot of them. So there's no fucking middlemen. Just come straight to us and we'll do you a deal.
Yeah, I did. Paddock FC documentary's got one of them in.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you charge them a reasonable rate?
Yep, free.
See? That's it, eh? Look, it's early doors, isn't it? If the pioneers using our tunes, you get them for now, don't you?
Yeah.
So like drugs, innit? You give them
Feet
away
Feet on Fire's
at first.
A fucking great tune live as well.
We played that one last night. Yeah,
because that's a fair few albums ago, innit?
That was our first album.
Was it on the first album?
Yeah. So, yeah. Album number one.
See, that is a tune.
We still play it live.
What's your favourite one?
Of all of our tunes? Oh, man. There's one on the new album called Lay Your Troubles On Me, which I like. But I'd probably... I like a couple of tunes we don't play, though, because the other lads aren't into them. So we've got a tune called Through the Shadows and one called All the Idols.
All the Idols is good. That's Joy of the Return, yeah. That is a fucking tune.
But then I like Forever In Your Debt as well. We play that a lot, so I like that one.
Someone needs to do a Glazer montage to that.
Well, there's a big banner, isn't there, in a load of pictures where it says Glazers Forever In Your Debt, and I just keep thinking, someone just get in touch with us, you can have the tune. So again, if you're watching it, fucking give us a bell.
We should have had that on our dot.
Yeah.
We missed the tap in there.
Perfect. Lyrically, it's perfect.
It's graceful.
Yeah, it is. All the Idols are good on. The lyrics in All the Idols is a fucking mad one.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck are cattle lowing for? And why am I asked? Who wrote that?
That's Aaron, our singer. He's better with words than I am, as you can tell. But yeah, cattle. I don't even know what cattle lowing means.
The arrows flying bit's pretty fucking cool. No, sort of visual in that though.
Cattle lowing, arrows flying. That's Problem Child. That is.
Oh yeah, cool.
That's Problem Child. Jake Paul. If you want to use that tune, that's his name, innit?
There you go.
Get in touch. I'm sure he watches this for your next fight. If that's what you're calling him.
I mean, yeah. That's a good point.
Go on, what was your favourite, what was the question? Album
Manchester. I'd probably go something by the Smiths. I can't pick, but something by the Smiths.
Stone Roses. If you can listen to that on any given day and it sounds like it came out that day, which is madness.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
So many bangers like,
made
on that.
Made of Stone, how's that not made today?
Yeah, like, I really like Second Coming, you know. I know some people...
Is that Sally Sinman on that one?
No, Second Coming is Love Spreads.
Yeah.
Begging You.
Yeah, it got a bit more electronic.
Daybreak. Loads of guitar layers on that, but some top tunes on it. But people overlook it just because Stone Roses was so good.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's why it gets sort of overlooked, but...
He used to sit behind me at the Gaming, bro.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was so funny because 6 or 7 years he used to sit there and you used to see him get mithered.
Yeah, I bet.
Every
imagine
day.
That.
But he's got the funniest walk in the world. So he's a proper bouncy walker.
Yeah.
So when you're in the concourse, you just see his little mop top just bouncing in between
bouncing and
everywhere, and he's coming like, "Is Ian Brown that?" They come over and you're like, "All right."
Yeah, yeah. I've seen him bumping in Rolling, and he was like, he was proper bowling up and down. Yeah,
and he manks it up to a foot when you speak to him as well.
Because
I remember one of the first times I chatted to him, I was like, "How long? Like, have you always had a season ticket? Like, surely not be in a box or something like that?"
Yeah.
Being like this fucking godlike monkey genius, and he's like. Like, nah, I used to be in the Stretford End and now I'm here. And you're just like...
Manny, have you ever spoken to Manny?
No.
Manny's like as mank as they come.
Yeah. We've spoken to him a couple of times.
He used to do a radio show and we went on it a few times, like back in the day. But he's proper mank. And I don't even think he manks it up. I just think that's him. That's, he's
like
got
that.
One setting and yeah, he wakes up and he goes to bed the same.
What's yours?
I don't know. I remember I was asked this a few years ago for that United We Stand thing, and I said the Stone Roses first album, but because it's just a bit different. I don't know. I do like Oasis's first album. That was one that when that came out, I was only a kid.
Is the first one better than the second, or is it hipster to say the first one?
No, I think for me, because when that first one came out, it sort of. You know, I was a raver, mate. I was into hip hop and all that, or raving, and then that came out, and all of a sudden, that made me listen to other guitar albums because it was so good. And it's like, how are these just like lads from Manchester?
There's some sick tunes on that never really did anything. I don't even know if they got released as singles.
Did top B-sides, though, didn't you, back in the day?
God.
Remember
all
the B-sides?
Fucking Master Plan was a B-side.
All that on a B-side.
Yeah,
that never happened now.
That's like most bands' best ever song ever.
Remember the Sick Box thing they used to do when you get them?
Bands would kill for their B-sides, man, just to have them as on the fucking albums. But they just literally giving them away as something you get with the single.
It's mad that,
isn't it?
Fucking bananas. Like... One of my favourite Oasis songs, Columbia, because it's just got this dirty intro that just seems to last forever. And that was that's a Morning Glory one, I think, isn't it?
I thought it was...
What's the Stories are sick
definitely
album.
Definitely Maybe, but the first two albums, I mean...
It's definitely Maybe.
Little slight rumours they're going to be getting back together.
Really?
Yeah.
Better in the action?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Because they don't hate each other.
Well, I think... I don't know.
Think it's a bit... They are a bit nasty,
though,
aren't they?
They like money more.
Noel does anyway, doesn't it? Liam says Noel's a businessman, doesn't he? I'm just quoting Liam there. I'm not saying I know him, but I think they'll get back together.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, they'll tour, won't they? Like Stone Roses.
Say that's the thing. Stone Roses hate each other, didn't they?
Back together. They'll fucking nail it for a tour. Take loads of coin back home and just fucking go to separate
remember
ways.
Remember why they hate each other again?
Yeah.
I was at the Eaton Park stuff. Oasis did. Was it 2009? It's about them.
Maybe.
But Stone Roses one?
No, the Oasis ones.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they broke up like 2 days after that part one. Which is mint, because you like, we literally saw the last sort of hurrah of them. I think they did Nottingham, and then it was meant to do either Nottingham or Birmingham again, and they went, nah. And then they fucked it off, didn't they? And Liam did BDI, which was gash, but his solo stuff, really good. He is really good, actually. We saw him, where did we see him? Cricket Ground? Yeah, I think it was a cricket ground or something.
Oh, right, Old Trafford, yeah.
Mega.
Someone's asked Brian Casey, who's been a member of the Academy for a month, says, what was the first album you ever bought and was it on cassette?
No, mine wasn't cassette. Mine was a CD. And I think it was Fleetwood Mac. It had already been out, though. I'm sure it was a Fleetwood Mac album that I bought.
It?
I know, no, it had already been out. And I can't remember why I bought it now. I'm sure I fucking broke my mum's or something like that, and then I bought it, but I didn't buy it just to replace my mum's. I'd actually liked it because my mum was listening to it. Something
broke
like that.
Listening to it.
I can't remember now exactly why it was. I might have lost my mum's or something, But CD, I'm sure it was a Fleetwood Mac album. But obviously, it had already been like 15 years old, whatever it fucking was, I don't know.
Mine was a Blur song.
What was it?
But album, are you talking singles now?
A single was a Blur song. Album, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
was it a cassette?
No, it was a CD.
I used to buy the old, remember the TDK tapes where you like they come in like loads of colours and you stuck a pen in it to try and fast forward it and that. I used to record stuff on
I do remember tapes.
Never bought an album tape, but I used to buy tapes to record stuff and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, album, I don't got a fucking clue, album. Realistically, one of the Nows, probably.
Yeah, they were out loads.
They were out all the time, weren't they?
But yeah, I don't ever really remember.
No, that's what I call music.
I remember my mate getting a... We all got grips up in a HMV in Market Street because my mate nicked Use Your Illusion 2 by the Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And we got caught. And we were walking out and he grabbed me, the security, and I was kicking off because I hadn't nicked anything for that day anyway. And but he had and he caught us and he took us upstairs and he was like, yeah, you'll be going... You won't be going home tonight and all this. You're going to be going in the cells. We're only about 13.
Like, I'm not
on that. Yeah, all right, are we really doing this? Okay. And then at the end he went, right, we've decided, we're going to let you go, but you're barred for life. But to be fair, right, I was 13, I was probably not. I didn't go back in HMV on Market Street till about 2010.
Put you off.
And then it closed the week after.
Yeah, it closed the week. Just before it closed, because I was
in a Lloyds bank now?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. No, it's not a Lloyds, it's somewhere else. It's Barclays, I think, yeah, because Lloyds is further down.
Yeah.
We have got a message from Joseph Smith from today's sponsor. So check this out.
This show is brought to you by Beer 52. Manchester United have just won the League Cup. And if you ask me, that is cause for celebration. And what better way to celebrate than by getting a free case of beer? All you have to do is go to beer52.com/paddock to get a free case of beer. Simply pay £5.95 postage and they will send you all of this for free. Now, I've been a Beer 52 member for ages, and every single month, I love it because they just send me amazing beers from around the world. And this month is a very special month indeed, because we are getting beers from independent breweries from no other than our home, Manchester, yeah? All the way from incredible, world-renowned breweries like Cloudwater to some small craft beer pioneers like Seven Brothers and Mobley Brewhouse as well. There's no denying that Manchester is a beer city united by great brews. As you can see here, this is the Cloudwater Fuzzy, a delicious 4.2% pale ale. Just going to get a little bit of this bad boy going into the Stretford Paddock glass there. Can't beat that. Oh, the sound of a can of beer opening. There's nothing quite like it. Give that a bad boy go. I'm getting crisp. I'm getting quaffable. I'm getting a smooth, delicious mouthfeel. That's actually gorgeous. And you can have all of this by going to beer52.com/paddock. It's no wonder that Cloudwater is rated as one of the top 10 breweries in the world by Rate Beer. You can also learn about these breweries and Manchester's iconic beer scene with the ever-insightful Ferment magazine, produced in collaboration with Manchester's beer magazine, Pellicle, as you can see right there. It's a little crossover this month, yeah? They offer all sorts of things, dark beer, light beer. If dark beer isn't your thing, choose the light beer only case. It's customizable. And there's also a couple of delicious snacks every single month to enjoy with your beer as well. And after all that, if you're not satisfied, if you're not happy, you can just pause or cancel whenever you want. You can't even ask for more than that, can you? So go to beer52.com/paddock to get your free case of beer. That is beer52.com/paddock to get your free case of beer. Now back to the show.
So big thanks to Beer 52 for sponsoring this podcast. There's a link in the chat and in the description to go and check them out.
It's about free case of them beer over there, or no?
Well, see how long they last in this gaff.
Jim, about 2 years ago, I had a suggestion for you. Like, it might have been a bit longer than that ago, actually. That you write a song with 21 in the title. Why haven't you done that yet?
I don't know. If I'm honest, I probably forgot. If you want us to do that, we can try. If you're going to stick it out there.
Jim.
What, like 21 seconds to go?
No.
Because we can.
Something good.
Wait a minute. 21 seconds
that song,
to go.
That song's a genius.
Yeah.
Because the old lasts for 21 seconds. You know how hard that fucking is to do. Have you ever timed it?
I didn't know that.
Mate,
really?
Get your fucking stopwatch out. Right. Listen, get your stopwatch out and time each one of them and the last 21 seconds.
I didn't know that.
That's hard to fucking do.
That's meant that.
I play.
Yeah.
Either way.
It's genius, that song. Yeah.
The Charlatans have probably sold fucking tours out on the back of Not 19 Forever.
You mean
the Cortinas.
Sorry.
Yeah. If the Charlatans have sold, well, fucking hell, they've done well.
Because people like Steve buy tickets to go listen to that.
How many videos have I done today?
He's coming away fuming, going, he's not fucking playing Not 19 Forever.
You fucking dicks.
Yeah, I'll buy a ticket to the next tour. Hopefully, they'll sing it.
That way, what Simply Ready won't do Wonderwall. Fucking ginger bastard.
Hey, speaking of Manc bands, Simply Red. Got some bangers, Simply Red.
Simply Red? Nah, they have, you know.
Money's too tight to mention.
Stop changing the subject. When are you writing 21? Because you can make it about anything, can't you?
Right.
You can make it about someone turning 21, right?
When we're writing our next tune, I'll have a word in Aaron's ear and say, look, you need to get 21.
Is it Red anyway, innit?
Yeah.
What time was his fucking
shit? He does the lyrics. He's probably got
about 14 months.
Should they be doing it this season?
I don't reckon you're going to get it done this season. If it looks on, you're going to have to get busy and have some late nighters.
Yeah. We're still touring.
Get that out in time.
Yeah. I'll see what happens. There's your advert. This tour.
There's your documentaries.
Yeah.
All over it.
21.
21 is here.
In 21 weeks.
Yeah.
Wrote this song in 21 weeks.
Right.
That'd probably take us too far, won't it? Anyway, yeah. I reckon you got till next April when it needs to start hitting the shelves.
I think it's on then, yeah.
Look, are we going to win 21 eventually? Might as well
have your
song out.
Won't you? Yeah. You
under this manager we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way you don't win.
It's going to happen in the next five or 6 years, I would assume.
Yeah.
So why don't you just get it banked?
Yeah.
True.
And then it's done. And then you just have to... And what happens is, United win the league and you go, oh shit, that song's going to go off.
Yeah.
Did we go full on, come on you Reds, or just 21 in it? Like, make 21 the focus?
The Cortinas are not the Charlatans.
Yeah.
You know, Not 19 Forever.
Yeah,
come on, you Reds though. That was.
He's on about toast and all
sorts. Status quo one back in the day. Yeah, that was a tune.
Number one.
It was number one. Football song. It's not an England one. That's unheard of.
It's not aged well though.
No, it hasn't. I mean, I still.
Well, it ain't because it's talking about old ex players, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Michael Parker, Bruce McClurkin, and Hughes McClurkin, and Cantona.
Robson, Kaczelskis, and Giggs.
There you go. Hey, you don't make him like that anymore.
No. Thank God.
Lyrical genius.
When was the last time a team did an FA Cup final song? Because that was.
Then they don't do them anymore, do they?
It's a shame, isn't it?
Missing a trick, man.
Didn't we do one in the treble season?
I feel like we did. But I can't remember.
Do you remember Andy Cole's tune?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Remember outstanding. It? I gave my copy top to tune. Macca, to yeah. Macola, when top we started tune. Doing this. I gave him a gift for his birthday.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding.
United forever, whatever the weather. You can't write lyrics like that anymore. Trust me. That is the greatest lyric in the history of music. That.
Freddie Mercury was sitting there going, fuck.
Do you know what? I'm giving up. No point in bothering.
Top song.
Yeah. That was quality.
So, everyone in the chat, promise. If Jim and the lads write a song,
I'm gonna write
21
notes,
in the title, yeah. We will
notes.
All buy it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what day we're buying it?
Yes.
21.
The last day of this channel.
Yeah.
Because it will be.
Oh, yeah. Jay's promised to get back on the sniff.
We're going to pound
Colombian right on the table
if any
until
of my
the police
watching,
fucking volley that door off and shut us down live on air.
We're not really going to do that, but we may end up making our last ever video and we all just get cancelled and arrested and we lose our collective minds, me and Steve.
If it happened this season, imagine, because people aren't really... It's there, isn't it? Yeah. But people are going, we're not.
I mean, but it's like,
you know what I mean?
I don't think we're getting a result this weekend.
Well, I think you're wrong.
If you watch the start of this video, you would have seen that I think we won't get a result. I've just got a feeling.
Should we play a game?
Oh, is this a quiz?
Sort of, not really. This is the long list, right? Producer Callum sent me this. Jurgen Klopp's most bizarre excuses after Liverpool have lost, right?
I know some of these.
Right, so go on.
The pitch was too wet.
Oh, let me have a look. Yes, I think there is one. The Ajax's muddy pitch was one when they got beat off Ajax.
Yeah, the pitch is too dry.
West Brom's dry pitch, you're right.
Maybe a long grass one, is that?
That's one.
That's the only one.
Too windy.
The wind When they struggled to beat Southampton. When Southampton beat them, sorry. Also, there's another there's another weather element.
It's too sunny?
No. Think the opposite end of sunny.
Not light enough. Too dark.
The snow.
Snow, oh.
He blamed the snow on a draw with Leicester, because obviously Leicester didn't play on the snow. Well, only Liverpool did for that game. So Leicester had an advantage because they got to play their game off the snow.
Hasn't he blamed they had too long in between games once?
Yes, he has. Yeah, too much of a break.
It's good. He's consistent.
He is.
Klopp excuses.
Too many subs.
Too many subs.
Blame that. Subs as one. BT Sport, he's blamed them.
Oh, I see. What did they do?
The fixture pile up and injuries.
Oh, right. Bringing the game forward or whatever.
United getting penalties. He's blamed that when he wasn't even playing us.
We haven't even had penalties since then.
Yeah. You've mentioned the City break one. He's mentioned that. what else is there? There's another one.
Too short a break as well.
Yeah. broadcasters stopped added time. He said that the broadcasters stopped the amount of added time they should have been. So that's another one. Referees, he's blamed them for interrupting the momentum. I keep blowing for fouls, which is just
imagine
ludicrous.
Applying the rules.
Yeah, so there's also. I'm hoping
he might have a load of him in a hat, and then just today's one.
Today,
I'd have so much respect if he did that.
The floodlights.
If you ever came out afterwards that that's actually what he did, I'd go, actually, do you know what?
I respect
fuck
that.
Everything I've said previously. That's mint.
Yeah, I love that. Because he is, he's, I don't know if you saw his press conference today, he's getting a bit odd.
Is he? I've not seen it.
He was biting his knuckle, which I found odd.
Far be it from me to accuse anyone of a pound of Colombian.
Yeah.
But that was an odd interview.
He was like that, biting his knuckle as he was talking.
Was
he? And he was just rambling.
He was rambling.
Yeah.
And what about their farmers?
I couldn't tell you what it was about because he was rambling. One thing he did say is this United team's not built for 20 years, Jim.
Right. Yeah.
Because who's building teams for 20 years?
Yeah. He said, yeah. You know, when you go out as a manager of a football club, you'd
have to have
5-year-olds.
10-year-olds,
yeah, you buy 10-year-olds, don't
for
you?
20 years.
You know, we're going to buy him, and in 2043, he's going to be mint.
I mean, but then you're only thinking, like, that's only 20 years.
Yeah.
You need to be talking fours and fives, really, if you want a real legacy.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What I mean.
The fuck are you on about, man?
He went on this rant about United, how annoying it must have been for us when Liverpool were winning things, you know, for them 3 seasons where they won a bit. And then now how United are doing well and all this. He went on for like a good little rant there for a little while. And then Ten Hag in his press conference was asked about Liverpool. And he said, I'm not talking about Liverpool. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah, I like that, mate. I like that.
He's cool, innit?
He is.
I love him.
Do you know what I mean? His eyes cool, innit? There's a manager who you can believe in. One's on his way out. He's lost the plot.
What do you reckon's made him flip this year, though? I know, because he's definitely flipped. He's definitely fucking volleyed a chair or a table or something like that. What
I think going from where they were last season to almost winning everything to where they are now, he's just not been able to work out what the fuck's gone on.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I meant Ten Hag.
Klopp
flips
every week.
There must have been, Klopp's. Klopp's got padded furniture now.
I reckon
I meant Klopp.
Brentford must have sent him a little bit over the edge.
Well, that was the one where he... Look, think about this isn't getting enough credit, man. Brentford ran 13 points from McKay more than us, so he goes, okay, days off, that's not happening anymore. We are all going to go and do 13.8K. And then he laces up next to him and runs with him. Yeah. I can imagine there's some players who have gone, well, fucking go on, lads. Yeah.
Because you can't argue with that.
Nope.
No.
When you've got a 52-year-old manager going, I'm running as well because I'm taking responsibility for that utter shambles, where are you going to go with that? What are you going to moan about?
No, you can't.
Do you know what I mean?
I remember years ago when we were kids, we used to do boxing before I stopped. And we had an old fella who used to obviously teach us boxing and stuff like that. And there was about, say, 10 of us. We were only fucking, I don't know, between 8 and 12 years old. And he used to always say, I won't make you do stuff that I won't do, sort of thing. And we used to look at him like, when you're young, anyone over 30 is like an old cunt, aren't they?
Nice.
And this bloke was like 60 odd. And I don't know if you know much in Manchester. There's a street called Jutland Street. So we used to live in Ancoats.
Steepest street in Manchester.
Yeah. Our Stony Brew, we used to call it as kids. And he used to take us out from the club, which was just further down the road, down the canal in Ancoats. And we'd run that. And he'd get us running up and down it like 5 times. And he used to do it with us all the time just to sort of prove a point that, you know, I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I physically don't think you can do. Because he was doing it. And we were only 10 years old. So if you're a professional footballer and your manager's doing something like that, you've got to look at him and think, fucking hell, man, like, he's proper fucking in it for the long haul. So you've got to, if you don't pull your socks up, you're fucked, aren't you?
Yeah, I think he's got every decision spot on.
Yeah, no, he has.
And I also think, like, those two defeats, the Brighton one and the Brentford one, you can't, as long as like he needed that a bit.
Yeah, no,
he had
made
to give
him.
Players a
yeah,
chance.
Made
he had
him,
to
didn't
see
it?
What they were about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He wasn't just going to come in and go, right, Martinez and Malacia and everyone else have just brought in his starting and I'm going to change everything. I think he had to have a look at the likes of Maguire and players like that and go, right, you're not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, you know, but...
He has,
and it also, it answers that question when you give him a chance, doesn't it? Because if you hadn't played Maguire and we'd have lost, people go, why are you not playing? But you play him, he's not up to it, then you bring in Martinez every week.
And you win.
Yeah,
and
people go, okay.
And he's proving that he's been a good signing.
Do you know what I mean? And I think it's far too... I know you did it, you covered it on XG, but far too many pundits who hate United anyway because they're just bitter, went far too early on criticising him, questioning him. It's just nonsense.
Well, Martinez and Ten Hag.
Yeah, and even Casemiro.
Danny Murphy saying he should have got in fucking Gareth Southgate over Ten Hag.
Can you imagine where we'd be if Gareth Southgate was manager now? I genuinely think we'd be about ninth. Honestly.
Rashford won't be playing.
No, he wasn't, yeah.
I'd have tried to drink on the street in Qatar.
I'm a big fan of you tweeting about Gareth Southgate every time Rashford scores. I always love that.
There's been a lot of tweets lately.
I know, and it's right, because it was nonsense. SK says, this time it will be Erik ten Hag's beautiful bald head was too shiny. He was blinding all our players. That'll be Jurgen Klopp.
Oh, you know, let's have a think. What is the excuse?
What's the next excuse? When United win on Sunday?
Yeah, I hope so.
I know, man.
Klopp's excuse.
I think he might just pivot to
money.
I think he'll blame money.
Yeah,
I do. I
might do
a
Fergie and blame the kit that he couldn't see.
Yeah,
the players
this red
see
kit we're wearing,
right, right.
Yeah. We're not used to it.
He's blending in with the
fans. We've only been wearing it for 130 years. We couldn't see what was going on.
That was a belter, that, wasn't it?
Or it might say, you might do that whole thing that managers when they want to keep fans on board. The fans were almost too loud. It created too much pressure for us. Bore off.
When did Pep Linders' book come out?
Pass, I'll have to Google it because I haven't got a jar of
clue. Someone sent it me and said, I think you'll like this. And I've seen a few comments about it.
It came out in August last year.
So it's been out a minute.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's all Liverpool tactics.
What, in his book? Really?
And I assumed he'd left, but he's not.
So he's just put all the tactics down in a book whilst he's still there. And got, here's the blueprint for beating us.
Yeah.
And everyone in the Premier League's gone, thank you, we'll just buy that.
Everyone's walked in and gone, so we're playing Liverpool next week.
And here's what you need to do. And they've done it because Liverpool struggled all season.
To be fair, they've turned it around a little bit, so I don't want to laugh at them too much.
No, they've had four clean sheets on the spin, which is slightly worrying.
I would maybe reserve my judgment on
that. No, I'd worry about Sunday maybe big time. Not because I think they're any better than us, and I don't think we're not even there yet. We're still in development, but just we've been on a decent run, haven't we? And then we're going to go to Anfield and that, and they've not been great. So you just know. Not that you know, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Honestly, I hope we win, obviously, but I just got that
fairly
feeling.
Solid 11 out, though. I don't think there's anyone major missing.
Yeah, no, we're looking good in terms of injuries, and I know we're missing
Eriksen.
Sabitzer's come in, though, and also Fred started scoring goals left, right, and centre, which...
See that, he scored more than Chelsea.
Yeah, same as Chelsea since November. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre,
I saw a stat that I loved as well. It's that Real Madrid have scored as many goals this year in England as Chelsea, and they played one game.
I've seen that one as well.
Oh my God, why is he still in a job?
Because Tom Burley didn't want to admit that he got it drastically wrong.
Listen, Tommy Tits, sling your fucking up.
Yeah.
Have I got the man for this job?
Yeah, we don't want you.
We're going to buy him
winning
thousands. I've heard a little bird say that someone might be making a triumphant return to Stamford Bridge.
Well, your man, Rory Jennings, I think, who's been on this channel and he's Macca's mate, I think he did a video on it.
Yeah.
Did it saying that he thinks Jose should or could come back, I think.
Really? Jose.
Jose, have you seen the latest Jose Mourinho story, by the way?
Chelsea squad, full of 22-year-olds, you think Jose Mourinho, don't you?
No.
This is the man to get the best out of this squad.
It'd be mad if he did, though, wouldn't it? It'd be a proper mad one.
There was a story that I need to... Right, Lazio, here's one for you, with Jose Mourinho. Lazio are unhappy with Jose Mourinho's behaviour during Roma's under-14s game against Lazio's under-14s. Mourinho is said to have booed a Lazio under-14s player and to have told Roma youngsters to feign injury to win the game.
Right, here's my response to that. Shut up your dick, that's mint.
That's quality. When I see things like that, I miss him.
Just him on the side, yeah. Boo.
I'm sure I read the other day he's been sent off more than any player this season in the Italian league. Good. Is that right?
I think there is a stat.
I'm sure I read something that he's had the most sendings off.
Yeah, but apparently he's mulling legal action after his latest red card.
Fucking booing kids, come on, that's mental.
Yeah, time waste, what are you doing, eh? Yeah, he's just classing it. He's good. He's funny, Jose, and there was a time when I actually loved him at United, but then by the third season, he'd lost the plot on him. When he was just slagging off everyone, including his own players and youngsters. You've got to go.
Yeah, he wanted out, didn't he?
His
best mate that was like doing half the job for him was like, yeah, I'm fucking off, mate. Where's he now, Rufario?
Rufario, because he was integral, wasn't
he? Yeah.
He has the other lad now. Has he had the lad who he had with Tottenham? At Tottenham with him in Rome.
I don't know that one.
I can't remember his name.
Rufario went to Al Duhale in Qatar, but he's not there now. So I don't know what he's doing.
I love that video of him where he's the Tottenham manager and they realise he's got the second yellow.
Yeah,
and he just sits down and then he comes home and he says...
He's on a yellow.
He's not booked
him.
Then he runs off.
It's
fucking so funny, that.
That is mint, that little run that he does. I love the split
second when he goes, yeah, it's fucking like he realises. Then he just shoots straight for the fucking ref, doesn't it? After he sat down on his chair. Yeah, if you've not seen it, have a look.
The all or nothings with him were good, but they annoy me, the all or nothings, because they've clearly had the club sign off on them.
Yeah.
Which I guess you're not really getting.
You've got to, haven't you, though? Because you can't have it like if he's throwing cups of tea and saying outrageous things and maybe saying cancelable things.
Yeah,
you're going to go, oh, okay, we're going to stick all that in a video. Because he's already, like, when he was at Chelsea, he fell out of the doctor, didn't he? The women doctor. And
had
a lot of controversy there, some of the things he supposedly said to her. So you can imagine what he did actually say behind closed doors. And if they were putting that out, I don't think he'd be working ever again.
I'd love to see a proper one, though. You know, a proper...
Like the Warnock ones back in the day.
Have you seen the John Sutton one?
John Sutton one.
Love that. Honestly. You can bring, when he stands,
you fucking can bring dinner. Your fucking dinner. Yeah, you, I love it.
We'll have a right old Sarah up in here. We'll sort it out. I love about that rant as well, right?
He calls
the...
Leighton Orient, isn't it?
Yeah. Leighton Orient. For a Fiver is the documentary. He calls the board...
clowns.
A circus.
Oh, a circus, yeah.
He calls the fans cockroaches. If I'm going to take abuse of a load of cockroaches behind me.
I'll do it my way.
He sacks someone at half time. Sacks him. He goes, you've got 2 weeks' notice because that performance is the straw that broke the camel's back, yeah?
He does.
So he sacks someone. I've never even seen that before. I didn't know that was a thing. He literally sacks and then offers two of them out. Like, let's have a sort out here.
Yeah.
Mate, it is beautiful.
He got one a little Did cunt and one a big cunt.
He's a taxi driver. He follows me on Twitter.
He's
no, he doesn't.
He does.
Why has he not been on here?
Right, because I tweet him quite a lot. I used to tweet that video.
It's
and then he started
brilliant.
Following me because he must
brilliant.
Have seen me always tweeting it. So I follow him like and we follow
He's got
each
a book.
Other.
I've got his book at home.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on because he just drives taxis around London. Because no one was giving him a job after that, Stephen.
Fucking, it's class.
That's my next question.
You know who his number two was? Chris Turner.
Great knowledge of the film, a United keeper.
Yeah. Used to be in that for United.
Yeah. Because he's normal, isn't he, that doc?
Yeah.
He's like, come on, lads.
He starts off, they're just coming at half time, they're getting dicked by someone.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he's fucking, there's no art or something. And then he goes, tell him, John. And then he just comes in, he's fucking right. And then that's it. He just starts turning
into
the
team. One or two good performances, and you think, oh, hello, I'm Bertie fucking big bollocks. I'll play how I like. Well, you won't, or you'll be down the road like Terry. You've got 2 weeks' notice.
I see, sacks him on this.
Just sacks the winger.
That's the only guy that throws his fucking shit down and laughs.
It's fucking brilliant. It makes that one where that bloke's slapping them lads, you know, and that just makes that look like it's fucking kids' football.
What I love about it as well, it just builds up. It starts off where he's like, have you not listened to what I've said to you?
Yeah.
He's really calm.
He's calm. Have you not listened to how profound the words are?
Yeah.
And then as he starts getting angrier and angrier, he's sacking players,
he's
threatening them.
Top.
You bring your fucking dinner with you, whatever
that
means, and we'll have a tear up.
Yeah.
We'll have a right old sort out.
Because after I'm finished, you're fucking needy. Bring your fucking dinner.
I'm going to kick your head in that much, you're going to need your dinner.
You can pair up if you like.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
You can pair up.
Yeah.
Mate, it's so good.
If nobody's, have a look at it on YouTube, John Sitton.
That is brilliant. Yeah, we'll have to get him on our messaging. We'll try and get him on.
It's fucking top.
Because it is a work of art, that. There's no, like, it's just so beautiful.
I went through a phase of watching that fucking three or four times a day.
I was the same. I kept tweeting it.
Obsessed with it.
That's why he started following me, because I was like...
Obsessed with it.
I just kept tweeting it every, like, week. I'd be like, I'm going to tweet this again. I'll never get over this.
Which was the Neil Warnock one? And what club was he at?
I think he was at... It wasn't Sheffield United, was it?
Because he's had a couple of fucking clubs on
it. Was it Notts County? I feel it was Notts County.
The you got to die for 3 points one?
Yeah, I feel like it might
have. Every Saturday morning I tweet that, man.
That was
I put that in our players chat every fucking Saturday morning.
You got to die for 3 points.
Got to die for 3 points, lads.
And they're reading it going, I don't want to go that far. I want to win in that, but, you know, it's 3 points at the end of the day.
We've got a couple of super chats. Aminav Verma says, Lisandro Martinez was too short. We couldn't see him coming to tackle us. He put his head where our foots are and won fouls. That'll be Jurgen Klopp's next excuse. Joe Casario has been a member of the academy for 26 months. Says, imagine if United managed to win 4 trophies a year after the greatest team ever failed to. It just has to happen. Yeah, I mean, come on. Jamie Gillespie just says, I do miss Jose. I'd like to see him back. Maybe as
someone else he's managing.
Yeah, yeah, not as our manager. Yeah.
No, he's a great character to have in the league.
Yeah.
Just not at your gaff.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Imagine, though, if he did. No, like the managers in this league at the minute. Like, the other leagues must be looking, going, fucking hell, like,
I've got
nailing it.
I don't think this is the strongest it's ever been, either. I think when we appointed Jose, there was Jose, there was Guardiola, there was Conte, there was Pochettino, and the reigning champion was fucking Claudio Ranieri. Wenger was still about. Like, there was so many good managers in the league at that time.
Clayton M has got a tap in for you here, Jim. Can Slow Readers link himself to Rotterdam? He's been a member of the first team for 31 months.
We're playing there in a month.
There you go.
Yeah, we're playing there in a month. No, yeah, April. We've sold it out.
Me? Are you going to wear that shirt in Rotterdam?
Which shirt?
The 91.
Oh, if it was black, I'd wear it, you know what I mean? But I'll say, well, last time we played Holland, I wore an orange T-shirt, so, you know, I did push the boat out, so
I think I might do. To pay homage to the greatest achievement in
I have got an old school white top. I've not got that one, so I'd need to source one from somewhere.
So can someone send it in? Phil
what
Trey,
size are you? How sort you want?
Small out of here, I think. Yeah. I reckon.
Phil Traeger says, where do Elbow rank in terms of Manchester bands?
They rank in the bands Rams from Bury.
Yeah, I was going to say the Rams bottom way out.
In terms of Bury bands, number one.
There you go. See, some like people might say technically Greater Manchester and all that, but
it's Bury, though, isn't it?
It's Bury.
If you're from Bury,
yeah,
people will say, they won't say you're from Manchester, they say you're from Bury. Yeah. So I'm sure Elbow will probably say, we're not
Is it Kieran Trippie who's from Bury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it sounds quite Mancunian, though.
We're having this debate because someone said, I remember when I asked.
The Nevilles are from Bury, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when his dad involved in a club?
Neville was. But he couldn't get involved because he owned Salford. When they went bump, Gary Neville couldn't buy, or Phil couldn't buy any shares or buy the club or whatever because he owns Salford. He weren't allowed
to. Get Tracy on the books.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they've started again, haven't they? Like, did the Phoenix thing and started again. But that was just shocking, that, because that owner just came into Bury. I knew a few Bury fans, and he didn't have the money. He was just taking the piss. Bled the club dry. And then, you know, a club that had been around for 130 years or whatever, won the FA Cup, you know, proper old school club. Thanks to that, went under and they've started again, thanks to the fans. Jim, give us a bit of a plug for your album, let everyone know.
Album's out, but as well, we're touring. So if you fancy coming to see us, check us out at slowreadersclub.co.uk.
You just announced some new ones yesterday.
There's a couple of sort of local ones we're doing, but they're like summertime. Then we've got a couple in the pipeline, but I can't mention them yet. So we've got chances of a couple of big ones. If we're touring right now for the next, I think we play Manchester on the 17th of March, which is our last one. That's sold out, but we have got a few tickets. We've got a ticket update this morning. We've got literally maybe 30, 40 tickets left at venues. You know, I think about 3 or 4 venues. London might be one. Nottingham's just sold out. I can't think now. Birmingham is one. I know we've got 20 or 30 in Birmingham left and maybe about 15 in London or something like that. But have a look. If you fancy coming to see us, listen to the album. If you like it.
Then it's Europe, isn't it?
And then it's Europe after that, yeah.
How's that selling?
Rotterdam, Amsterdam, both sold out. Paris sold out.
I should fucking think so.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a couple of the others. I know they're looking good. They're looking good numbers. It's mad, though, isn't it? Because being in a band from Manchester, you go over to these places and people will come to see you. You know what I mean? Who don't really speak English as a first language as well. It's fucking crazy, but yeah, we're buzzing.
Do you like the foreign tours or do you like the local them. Ones?
But I love both, but the foreign... Most of the time you spend in the van, you know what I mean? It's not glamorous.
That's what I was getting at, really, because it's
I prefer foreign motorways and foreign service stations. That's my answer, yeah.
Yeah.
You get better butties than that. You get better food.
Yeah, service station food, shit.
Yeah. And just when if you ever do get a day off to be in a city that like a foreign one, you just feel like you're on your holiday a bit instead of working, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, I'll tour anywhere. We like it anywhere.
Should we read out the tour?
Yeah, go on. Sorry, I was just looking.
That's the UK one.
That's the UK one. Because I know you're over in Belgium as well. You're doing Antwerp.
Antwerp, yeah.
In Leeds tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where's the tour? Where's the foreign tour?
Sorry, I've not
watched. Yeah, if you got to the end of it. I'm just trying. Yeah.
Have you got the... yeah, I've took it here. I'll get onto it.
I'll
have
to know as well.
Between the three of us, we'll find out the full...
Pretty much right across Europe. How did you deal with visas? You have to dick about with visas?
It's just... No, it, so the biggest headache is having a carnet. It's called just a list of all your gear. So in order to travel through Europe now, everything we have has got to be itemised, literally down to the last fucking guitar cable. It's daft, but...
I had that in Qatar.
And it's sell it if you want to sell T-shirts, because back in the day before Brexit, we could take a lot of T-shirts, hoodies, CDs, vinyl, whatever, take them out there, sell them, get the money, come back, and then when you're home, you sort your taxes out with a tax man.
Yeah, whereas, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, whereas now, to take them out there would cost too much. We're actually getting T-shirts and hoodies made in Europe and picking them up while we're there.
What a shit idea Brexit fucking, was.
Honestly, mate.
It's just every day there's another reminder of how fucking stupid it was.
Have we actually found the benefit yet?
The signs in the Dartford Tunnel are now in yards rather than metres, apart from each other. So I don't know about you, but that makes my life immeasurably better.
Yeah?
That tunnel that I've never even fucking been to.
Anyway, Berlin, Hamburg, Antwerp, Paris, Rotterdam, Amsterdam, Belfast, Dublin, Porto.
That's a fucking tour, that, isn't
it? You linked up with any games?
Greece cities there.
Not even looked whether there's any games.
You've not even looked?
No. I should.
I'm disappointed because honestly, that should have been the first thing that got.
Yeah. I'd love to go and watch Union Berlin or something like that.
Flying.
Yeah.
The second now, aren't they? The
second Bayern Munich dicked him last week, didn't they?
What are you saying? Bayern Munich are top of the Bundesliga?
Yeah, but funnily they weren't enough. Until last week.
Really?
Yeah, fucking Union Berlin have been...
FC St. Pauli as well. We played a gig near their ground in Hamburg. Fucking... Just, you know, one of them dark streets full of graffiti and that about the football.
That's just Hamburg, though, isn't
just
it?
Top,
Hamburg's
just top.
A bit of a gaffe.
I'd love to go there to watch them.
Yeah. Their shops are cool, actually. They're like they've got like their shops in the centre of Hamburg.
Yeah.
And their shops are like got a vibe about them.
Yeah, proper shops.
Yeah, like
not mega stores.
No, they're not well lit. They've got stickers all over them. You know, they've got a vibe about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Pauli's got a mad reputation and a mad following as well for it. Yeah.
I've just put a link in the chat for the tour. Go and check that out, man.
There's top one, thank you.
No, there's some venues there. Might be a nice little away day, that. Thinking about that one myself. I'm thinking Missy's obsessed with Belgium. Thinking Antwerp, maybe there's still tickets left.
You go, you just let me know, sort it out.
I will do. Thank you. What are you up to this weekend?
Playing a team that's beat us 4-0 twice this season, and they're not doing it again tomorrow.
Okay,
no. Is that a small league or a cup game then? What?
We had them in the cup.
Right.
We had them in the cup. We had them in a cup, and we had them in the league away, and this is a
home game.
Yeah. So they're having it tomorrow.
Get that Neil Warnock text sent out first thing.
Might do it now.
Yeah.
No, the John
Sitton. Send the John Sitton video to him, both of them.
Send it to
I'm
him.
Never, I don't know why, there's this vibe that I'm like that as a manager, but I'm not.
No, you're a bit.
I talk to him, yeah.
Yeah, a bit calm.
Are you arm around the shoulder tackle? Or?
No. But I talk to him.
You're a good man manager?
Probably not. But
I always think though, even when you bollocking someone, if it is a bollocking, you're quite complimentary in a way. Like, you'll say things like, you know, you're the better team, you're better than this sort of thing. I've seen that a couple of times, which is sort of like it's a compliment, isn't it? It's not like you're saying you're shit at football.
I did last time we lost to these, though.
Right,
So that was fucking wank. Right, that was enough. Absolutely.
But I've seen a few where I've been
I think I might have went full Didier Drogba on it and said it's a fucking disgrace.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because it was a fucking disgrace. Oh,
yeah, did you offer anyone out? Did you tell them to bring the dinner or sack anyone?
No.
Listen, what you need to do tomorrow at half time, give someone 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah, you've got two weeks' notice.
See if it has an impact on the rest of the team.
Like, just have a word with someone.
We've had a decent team against these. We've had, last time we played them, I had 18 players missing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
And the one before that was very similar. I had like centre half playing centre mid and like just nothing had gone right. But I haven't got a great bench tomorrow. It's still a bit of standings from other squads, but the 11's bang on tomorrow. So
honestly, fair play to you, man. The amount of shit you do, honestly, fucking hell.
This will be a good game tomorrow, I think.
I hope you win.
Fingers crossed.
We're getting promoted. That's it.
Go and check him out, Stretford Paddock FC. Go and check out Stephen Allison's channel as well. Check out the XG Files. Very, very funny. You know where to find Jim. Slowly.
Yeah, go on. Go blow this album up.
Check out the album. Check out the tour as well.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Beer 52. There's a link in the description. Make sure you check them out. Tomorrow, we're going to have an overlap video. It's going to be McCola, Joe Smith, Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, Laurie Whitwell, Carl Anker, chatting about the ownership. So go and make sure you're checking that out. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. That's been Jim from Slow Readers Club. That's been Stephen Allison. I'm Jay Motti. This has been The Brew. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.